why I write. In many ways, one might as well ask, why are you Claire Pollard? I've always been a writer, in the same way I've always been northern and female. At four, I wrote my first musical, The Little Goose Girl. In infants, I wrote two novels, The Scruffs, about messy kids who get into scrapes, and the melodramatic epic Gypsy Horse. Then came the Lisa Spector series, where the daughter of an oil magnate has adventures in exotic locations, Transylvania, the Bermuda Triangle, Egypt, New York. In Hard Cheddar, mice plotted the murder of all the world's cats. Sand Up My Nostrils tackled evil genies. Somewhere along the line, I got the idea that for it to be a novel, you had to reach 100 pages, and near the end, my handwriting would get very big. As an adult, I've been similarly prolific. I've been lucky enough to publish 4 books of poetry, 2 books of translation, a play, short stories and journalism, as well as write TV and radio scripts. But my filing cabinet holds much more, much, much more. Among the dishearteningly thick wad of the unpublished and unperformed, there are 5 adult novels, children's books, 4 plays and a film script. I never stop. If I'm looking for reasons, perhaps I'm a writer because it's the only way to resolve 2 parts of myself. On one hand, I'm an adventurer, daring, thirsty for life, keen to try anything. On the other, I am a good girl, geeky, organised, eager to please. Writing is freedom, an excuse to taste and see. It is a wild, dark space, but it's also about control. My confessional poetry is a good example. I expose myself, my emotions, my failures, my drunken humiliations, and yet it's a performance. When people ask whether it makes me feel vulnerable, the answer is no, because I feel totally in control of my words and the impression I make. In life, I often don't allow myself to feel or express my feelings. I tell myself I have to be strong. But in poetry, I allow myself to feel. It is where I am safe enough to risk. My father died in the middle of the night, and at 6 in the morning my husband and I drove towards Bolton. When we pulled into a service stop for coffee in the loo, I found myself writing a poem in my head. It is called Cordelia at the Service Stop and ends, "Are you okay?" you ask on your return. My eyes burn. No sleep, and then this monstrous lack of tears. And it's such a stupid question, but I cannot heave my heart into my mouth. I cannot heave it. But I could write it down, and had to. It's the only way I know how to cope. I suppose that is why I write.